The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Music here every Sunday night from 9 to 11. I am P. Swan. You are listening also to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Saw that pirate talking, you know, Saturday, September 19th is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and it is Can't Stop the Music's annual Pirate Day extravaganza. But first, on a non-pirate note, we're going to start out with some covers. And instead of walking the plank, Cher is walking on gilded splinters.
Some people think they drive me, but I know they must be crazy. They can't see their misfortune. Just too lazy. Just wheel a brown zombie with my yellow chafing chores on. I ain't afraid of no tomcat. I'm gonna fill my guts with poison. I walk through the fire and I fly through the smoke. I wanna see my enemies on the end of my rope. Walking pins and needles and I see what they can do. Walk on.
Yeah. guess I end up with some really pretty. So really, just pretty. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't wanna see no, but don't be a metal man. You wanna be top, better do what you can. So pretty. But you wanna be big, just pretty.
Okay, well, there's my Michael Jackson tribute there, Wing with Beat It. Before that, Sun Ra and the Blues Project with Robin's Theme from a record called Batman and Robin, the sensational guitars of Dan and Dale. I can't say that I could swear that was a cover, but at least it was a tribute. And we started off with Cher, I Walk on Gilded Splinters, that Dr. John classic delivered as only Cher can. It's 9:18. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One, and it is, I believe, the third annual episode of Can't Stop the Music that pays tribute to Talk Like a Pirate Day, which will be this Saturday, September 19th. It is always on September 19th. I've got some links up on the web, our posts, and I'll be posting the playlist. There's some instructional material on how to speak like a pirate, and I'll put in the link there to the International Talk Like a Pirate Day website. But we're going to start with Tom Smith's song, Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's a whole song about the Talk Like a Pirate Day. And, you know, we've probably got like 4 or 6 sets of pirate music. And I do have to admit that I'm really looking forward to next year when Talk Like a Pirate Day will actually be on Sunday during my show. I may have to bring in a special pirate guest. All right, Tom Smith.
Most days are like all of the others. Go to work, come back home, watch TV. But brother, if I had me druthers, I'd chuck it and head out to sea. For I dream of the skull and the crossbones. I dream of the great day to come, when I dump the mundane for the old Spanish main and trade me computer for rum. Arr to me, yo ho, yo ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. When laptops are benches, God gave us for wenches, and a sail ain't a low price to pay. When timbers are shivered and lilies are livered and every last buckle is swashed, we'll abandon our cars for a ship full of R's and pound back the grog till we're sloshed, yo ho.
Hey, anybody seen me keys?
Just off the coast of Florida, matey, arr. don't pick up your phone and say hello. Our 10 o'clock meeting's delayed.
You scrunch up your face and you bellow. Avast, you've been bleeding belayed.
You can't keep this fun to yourself, I bet. So sing,
I-R-A,
every man.
We ain't got much grasp of the alphabet,
but a damn good retirement plan.
Hey,
to me, yo ho, yo ho, it's talk like a pirate day. Whatever's in fashion is in for a thrashing, and being polite is passé. When it's every man's duty to grab his proud beauty and let out a hearty yo-ho. And if this offends you, hold your breath as we send you to Davy Jones' locker. You go, yo-ho.
Hey, where is Davy Jones' locker anyway?
Right near Monkey Island, matey.
We'll tell every banker he to unway anchor by latte with pieces of eight. We'll fight to be chosen as cap'n or bosun, the loser of course his worst mate. When we hoist Jolly Roger, the landlubber's dodger, we fill him with loathing and fear. We'll plunder and pillage each city and village,
or at least clean out Walmart of beer.
Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to Iron Chef Pirate. Let's see the secret ingredient. It's barnacles!
Oh, there'll be some cutting-edge cuisine.
Old Stillwater, I need this for me salad.
I'll ask there, me buckle, you need carrot shavings.
Oh, carrot.
but, Captain, I be an Atkins.
Oh, I.
Moron.
And you, what are you doing with that salmon?
I'm grinning it on a hunk of cedar, what do you think?
You can't do that in a Japanese stir-fry, you bilge rat.
Oh, ho, you never heard of walking the plank?
There ain't no computing or morning commuting, no parking lot full signs for me. No lawns to be mowing or bills to be owing, I'm knowing the pull of the sea. The fresh salty brace of the wind on my face, through hurricanes, sunshine or squalls. I'm keeping my eyes on the distant horizon, horizon can hold all my calls.
To wear a red coat full of buckles, to earn a few dueling scars. Well, at least we can get a few chuckles by filling the office with ours. And maybe we'll never get closer than watching them on the big screen. So here's to old Errol
and deaf as Jack Sparrow
and every damn one in between. To me, yo ho, yo ho, it's tough like a pirate day. That time in September when sea dogs remember that grown-ups still know how to play. When wenches are curvy and dogs are all scurvy
and a software patch covers your eye.
To hell with our jobs, for one day we're all swabs and buccaneers all till we die. So hoist up the mainsails and shut down your brain cells, they only would get in the way.
Avast there, me hearty, we're having a party.
It's talk like a pirate day. Yo-ho!
All right, me buckos, we've got a new retirement plan.
What's it called, Captain?
A 401R.
A nice office, matey. Who designed it?
An architect. I've got to stop at the store on me way home.
Where are you going, Target?
No, Marshall Fields.
Incoming message, Captain.
Alpha, Romeo.
Whose side are they on?
Our side, of course.
Now you're pushing it.
Oh, so I've gone too far.
Created a monster, I have.
No, that's talking like Yoda.
Ahoy, matey! Avast, you salty sea dog!
Hi! Oh, hi-ho! I like ships.
Have you ever been in this situation? You probably felt pretty silly. You need to know how to talk like a pirate. Section 1. Preparing your voice. Try saying this phrase.
A
Avast ye scurvy scum.
Doesn't sound right, does it? That's because you need to prepare your voice. The language of pirate is spoken in the back of the throat, here in the thromborax. Speaking pirate also requires use of exaggerated vowel sounds.
A, E, I, O, U, R.
The original gruffness of pirate speech was caused by years of hard living, salty air, and alcohol abuse. The effect can be approximated by taking a large drink of rum just prior to speech. Section 2. Saying hello. There are many ways to say hello in pirate, depending on your relationship to the other person. Ahoy is considered a pleasant greeting.
Ahoy!
Avast is a curt way of getting the other's attention.
Avast!
Further, yo-ho is a jubilant and pleasant greeting for a friend or shipmate.
Yo-ho!
But how to properly address them? If they are your superior officer in your field, refer to them as Cap'n.
Cap'n!
If they are a male civilian of higher station than you, refer to them as Squire.
Squire!
A male junior, in a friendly manner, is Jim Lad.
Jim Lad!
While Scurvy Dog is its unfriendly equivalent.
Scurvy Dog!
Also, a respectful term for a male elder is a Salty Sea Dog.
Salty Sea Dog!
While any other male compatriot is Me Hearty.
Me Hearty!
When addressing a female, the appropriate term is wench.
Wench!
With the correct modifier of buxom, saucy, foul, sharp-tongued, loose-lipped, or any other applied as necessary. Section 3. Structure. The most common pirate verb is to be, as in the singular,
this grog be warm,
or the plural,
these apples be rotten.
Note the sentence structure, with the noun always before the adjective.
That there be a buxom wench.
Is wrong.
That there wench be buxom.
Is correct. Here is an example of conjugating tenses. The past.
I been plundering.
The present.
I be plundering.
And the future.
I gonna be plundering.
The personal pronoun is either I or me as a possessive, as in me grog, me booty, and me timbers. Section 4. R. You may be wondering why R deserves its own section, but this simple sound is an integral part of pirate speech. In fact, there are several varieties of R, being R, Yar, and Har. Try them out, and see if you can tell from these clips.
Arr, me hearty, how be the wind? Yar, I like the cut of your jib. Har, that be a good one.
Did you hear the difference? Arr is an interjection used to begin sentences. Yar is an agreement stating that you share the speaker's opinion. Har indicates laughter and expresses amusement. Important note, there are several words in pirate that are often a source of confusion. In pirate, booty means treasure and plundered goods, while in colloquial Ebonics, booty encompasses a variety of descriptors for the female posterior. Note that down. Examples. Pirate is an incredibly useful language for its flexibility. See here how the phrase, "Hello, Steve, nice day we are having, how are you?" It can be altered to suit any situation.
Ahoy, Jim Lad, 'tis a fine day to sail the seas. How be ye? Avast ye, scurvy dog, the day 'tis ripe for bloodshed. Be ye afeard? Ho there, me hearty, the red dusk bodes well for the day's sail. Be ye bilges flooded?
With this information in mind, you too can hold your own in pirate.
Ahoy, mateys!
I was about ready to keelhaul PowerPoint today. Ah, the scurvy bilge rats that designed that program, they deserve to be set afloat with the worst of Davy Jones's detritus. Ah, the fair creature that did pass by my key today, eh? From copying. Oh, wow, how I'd love to pillage her loins, such a saucy wench I've never seen. Ah, mizzen mast, I found the forecastle under the maroon sea. Yarr!
And next time, in part 6 of the Loading Ready Language series, we'll be looking at Klingon for the Patak.
You people can watch while I'm scrubbing these floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. Maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell in this crummy southern town and this crummy old hotel, but you'll never guess to who you're talking. No. You couldn't ever guess to who you're talking. Then one night, there's a scream in the night, and you wonder, who could that have been? And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing. And you say, what's she got to grin? I'll tell you. There's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. You gentlemen can say, hey gal, finish them floors, get upstairs, what's wrong with you, earn your keep here. You toss me your tips and look out to the ships, but I'm counting your heads as I'm making the beds, 'cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. Nobody's gonna sleep here, honey. Nobody. Nobody. Then one night, there's a scream in the night, and you say, who's that kicking up a row? And you see me kind of staring out the window, and you say, what's she got to stare at now? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, turns around in the harbor, shooting guns from her bow. Now, you gentlemen can wipe off that smile off your face, 'cause every building in town is a flat one. This whole frickin' place will be down to the ground, only this cheap hotel standing up safe and sound. And you yell, why do they spare that one? Yes, that's what you say. Why do they spare that one? All the night through, through the noise and to-do, you wonder, who is that person that lives up there? And you see me stepping out in the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the Black Freighter, runs a flag up its masthead and a cheer rings the air. By noontime, the dock is a-swarming with men coming out from the ghostly freighter. Me.
kill them now or later. Noon by the clock, and so still at the dock, you can hear foghorn miles away. And in that quiet of death, I'll say, and I'll say, that'll learn ya. And the ship, the Black Freighter, appears out to sea.
Sailor, what do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Roll him out of bed and make some java, push him in the shower and scrub him with lava. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Listen to his problems with attention. Then there are some things I dare not mention. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Never let him feel that you're his jailer. Send him to the barber and the tailor. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
If he has a strong libido, you yourself have got a driving need. So do what you will with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Blow the man down, you can blow the man down. Ho, ho, blow the man down. If he is tired, then send him to bed. Now is the time to give him his head.
It's getting repetitious, and the name you gave him was fictitious. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning. Then will come the day when he ships out, and you will have a chance to look about. Maybe you can find another sailor early one fine morning. Gonna wake up swinging.
That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning. Yo ho!
Marchant par-dessus les tempêtes, courant dans la vague et le vent. Jacques, dans les blanches goélettes. C'est nous, c'est du gaillard d'avant. C'est nous qui sommes des corsaires, brigands, tout comme était mon père. Oh, hissé, oh, miséricorde. Pour nous tenir au bout d'une corde, faudra d'abord nous attraper, faudra d'abord nous aborder. Oh, hissé, avion noir. Oh, hissé, avion. Tant que le vent pousse la frégate, il y a du bon temps. Les pirates, tant que la mer est par-dessous, c'est le corsaire qui tient le bon bout. Oh, il sort, avion noir. Oh, il sort, avion. Tant pis pour les dieux de ta mère, tant pis pour la reine et le roi. Tant mieux si tu deviens corsaire, Jésus était hors la loi. Viens donc fréquenter les étoiles, dormir dans le ventre des voiles. Oh, hissé, oh, miséricorde. Pour nous tenir au bout d'une corde, faudra d'abord nous attraper, faudra d'abord nous aborder. Oh, hissé, avion noir. Oh, hissé, avion. Tant que le vent pousse la frégate, il y a du bon temps pour les pirates. Tant que la mer est par-dessous, c'est le corsaire qui tient le bon bout. Oh, il sort, avion noir. Oh, il sort, avion.
Okay, you swashbucklers, put down that steak knife and just remember safety. That was Edith Piaf with Le Chant du Parrot, Teddy and Daryl with A Naughty Cow Tale, Nina Simone with Pirate Jenny from Three Penny Opera, but that was her record, The Watchman, Instructions and How to Talk Like a Pirate. We started out with Tom Smith's Talk Like a Pirate Day, and the reason we are doing all this is this coming Saturday is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I'm hoping to put you in the mood. I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR on the web and on your radio. I'm posting the playlist as I go. I've got some helpful links there, including some educational videos, doing all I can. If you have something nice to say, you can give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. But shall we continue with the pirate material?
Hey. Having trouble sleeping at night? Why not try?
The wonderful world of folk music.
I wonder how many of you remember the big folk music scare of the 60s. Boy, that was close. That garbage almost caught on. You know, the other day I was sitting around and thinking, I wonder what the first music ever written in this great country of ours was. And I was certainly hoping it wasn't that fiddle and banjo crap. Lord knows we've come further than that. So rather than think, I decided to look it up. And I looked it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica. You know, the way I got into the Britannica is kind of an interesting digression in itself. I was on the road as a performer, and, well, we'd stopped in a small town and had a hotel room. A perfect hotel room, really, with a big double bed, soft lights, but let's face it, something was missing. And that night, I have to confess, I got lucky. I was actually able to find what I thought was a really good book. It was called Girl to Grab. Imagine my surprise when I found out it was volume 6 of the Encyclopedia Britannica. And imagine my delight when the book opened up its wonders to me. Golf carts, glowworms, Giselle McKenzie. Incredible. So I looked up folk music and was very delighted to find out I was quite right. It wasn't that fiddle and banjo crap at all. In fact, the first music made in this country wasn't even made in this country. It was made a few miles offshore by Columbus and his merry men as they were sailing to our new land. Imagine what that was like. No instruments, just singing a cappella. Just imagine what it was like.
Imagine.
Captain Columbus.
Yes, Malarkey?
The men haven't eaten in days, sir.
Yes, Malarkey.
Captain, I don't think you fully understand. I said the men have not eaten in days now.
I heard you, Malarkey. Thank you.
Captain, you've gone quite mad. I'm telling you for the last time, the men have not eaten in days.
Well, force them. You've plenty of men, haven't you?
Plenty, sir.
Plenty of what, sir?
Men, sir.
What?
Men.
What?
Men.
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 Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
'Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh, men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men. Men, 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 men.
There's men above, there's men below. There's men down in the galley. There's Butch.
And Spike.
And Buzz.
And Biff.
And one guy we call Sally.
And one guy we call Sally. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift a seat. There's no one here but men.
Men, men, men. Men, 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 men.
We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard. There's no one here but men.
That was submitted over to us for a loan?
I do not believe so, sir.
Why is that?
I have a chest of gold doubloons.
A chest of gold?
Yar.
I thought those were leprechauns.
No, sir. We salvage the sea. We scallywags go about raping and pillaging the land.
Huh. Well, the price of gold is not as good these days. Might as well pull some equity out of your home, see what we're able to do.
I live on a pirate ship. Do you finance the pirate ships?
We might still be able to do something for you.
Well, let's get into it then, sir.
Is this a home landline, then?
A home landline. This is actually a business, sir.
Huh.
I'm
business on the ship?
Yes, I do children's parties as a pirate.
Huh.
One of those entertainers.
So how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for 4 years now, sir.
How's the money? You just get paid in gold?
Yes, we get paid in chocolate gold bits. Yes, in the chocolate gold coins and the fine wenches bring me my ale and me beer.
So how much of that do you actually claim on your taxes?
I claim about 75 gold doubloons on my taxes.
You must take a big hit on the comes tax season. Do you have to pay out this year?
Yar, we sure did. The tax man bent me over and raped me in the ass.
Rough deal. Rough deal. So, man, you're crazy. So nothing we can do for you in a loan, though, huh?
Yeah, I don't believe so, sir. The old ship needs repairing, but I think it'll do for now.
All right, man. Well, sorry we couldn't help you out.
You have a good day, sir.
We're a band of vicious pirates,
a sailing out to sea.
When you hear a gentle singing,
you'll be sure to turn and flee.
Oh, this is just ridiculous.
Come on, men. We've got to recover that map.
That pirate will be done for when he falls into our trap. We're a club attuned for rovers.
We can sing in every clef.
We can even hit the high notes.
It's just too bad we're tuned deaf.
A pirate I was meant to be. Trim the sails and roam the sea.
Let's go defeat that evil pirate. We know he's sure to lose, cause we know just where to fire it.
We're thieving balladeers.
A gang of cutthroat mugs.
To fight us off, you won't need guns.
Just jolly good ear plugs.
A pirate I was meant to be. Trim the sails and roam the sea.
Crew, let's get to work.
Our vocation's a thing we love, a thing we'd never shirk. We'll fight you in the harbor.
We'll battle you on land.
When you meet singing pirates,
there'll be more than you can stand.
Oh, that was a good one.
No, it wasn't. Song, we got to move.
The battle will be long, but our courage we will prove. We're a pack of scurvy sea dogs.
Have we pity, not a dram.
We all eat roasted garlic.
Then sing from the diaphragm.
A pirate I was meant to be. Trim the sails and roam the sea.
Singing, more sailing.
When we defeat our wicked foe, his ship he will be bailing.
If he try to fight us,
you will get a nasty whacking.
If you disrespect our singing,
we will feed you to a kraken.
A pirate I was meant to be. Trim the sails and roam the sea.
Getting so sick of you guys and your rhyming.
We're ready to set sail, though the cannons need a priming.
We're troublesome corsairs,
and we've come to steal your treasures.
We would shoot you on the downbeat,
but we gotta rest by measures.
A pirate I was meant to be. Trim the sails and roam the sea. Polish and the deck is what we'll mop.
You say you're nasty pirates, steaming, thieving, babush whackers. From what I've seen, I tell you, you're not pirates, you're just slackers.
A pirate I was meant to be. Trim the sails and roam the sea.
We'll surely avoid scurvy if we all eat an orange.
And,
Well, door hinge?
No.
Guess the song's over then.
Guess so.
Okay, back to work.
Well, gee, I feel a little guilty now.
Hey, man, what you doing?
I'm taking this boat to a different lake. Wanna help me put this on the trailer?
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Hey, you got some big muscles there.
Oh, thanks. I've been working out.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant you got 2-inch zebra muscles on your hull.
Zebra what?
Zebra muscles.
Oh.
Make sure you wash your boat off before you take that to a different lake, all right?
Yeah, all right. I have been working out, though, okay?
Yeah, all right, man.
Are you taking your boat out to the lake this weekend? Maybe you've been out already. Did you know that your favorite fishing and boating spots are at risk from unwanted hitchhikers that could be on your boat? These invasive species are introduced into new bodies of water by clinging to our boats, trailers, and motors. By inspecting and spraying down your boating equipment after each use, you can help protect our favorite waters from harmful plants and animals. So please, clean your boats before changing lakes. To learn more, visit cleanboats.org. This message has been brought to you by the Isaac Walton League of America's Clean Boats Campaign.
sailed on from Alaska on our way to Puget Sound. The skipper went aloft, he said he'd take a look around. When he came down, his face looked like it smelled an awful smell. And then he called all hands on deck, and we all heard him yell. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? I'll knock him for a loop. That silly nincompoop. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Then old second mate Gitorms and says, what is this scuttlebutt? I think that I'll go up and look just for the halibut. But he came down and said, boys, this will be a smelly trip. Unless we find that halibut, we better burn the ship. Boy, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? My nose tells me it's there, but I've looked everywhere. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The cook said to the captain, sir, before I make the soup, if you have no objection, I'll go snoop around the poop. The cook was pale when he came down, he headed for his bunk. He says, I never knew a fish could outperform a skunk. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The whole darn crew was weak from this game of hide and seek. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Up step Canute Canutson, he is tougher than a boot. He says, I'll find that halibut, for my name is Canute. And 15 minutes later, he had found where it was stored, and 20 seagulls fainted when he threw it overboard. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? We never, never knew about the screwball in the crew. Who had hid the halibut on the poop deck?
Now we're gonna sing a little song that Cap'n Slappy wrote for the children.
For the children.
Will no one think of the children?
I won't think of the children.
You're court-ordered not to think of the children. It goes a little something like this.
Oh, I'm a pirate, that I be. I sail me ship upon the sea. I stay up late till 3:30, and that's a peg below me knee. Yo-ho, my friends, I have a tale of treasure, plunder, sea, and sail. Me story's bigger than a whale. It gets so deep, you'll have to bail.
Oh,
I'm a pirate, that I be. I sail me ship upon the sea. I stay up late till 3:30, and that's a peg below me knee.
I like to fish, I like to fight, I like to stay up half the night. When I say starboard, ye go right, me ma, she says,
ye look afraid.
Oh,
I'm a pirate, that I be. I sail me ship upon the sea. I stay up late till 3:30, and that's a peg below me knee. I've got no hand, but that's me hook. Me booty's in this chest I took. I plunder stuff, but I'm no crook. They'll write about me in a book.
Oh,
I'm a pirate, that I be. I sail me ship upon the sea. I stay up late till 3:30, and that's a peg below me knee.
That's all there is to this here song. We hope it didn't last too long. A pirate's life might just be
So grow up nice, be big and strong.
Oh,
I'm a pirate, that I be. I sail me ship upon the sea. I stay up late till 3:30, and that's a peg below me knee.
Big fish,
yes, that's a peg below me knee.
You singing along? We're doing our pirate show. This, I think, is the third annual Can't Stop the Music pirate show in honor of the upcoming International Talk Like a Pirate Day. And that was from the YouTube, I'm a Pirate. Two guys, costumes, wigs, eye patch, hats, and a child. Before that, Yogi Jorgensen with Who Did the Halibut on the Poop Deck? The Curse of Monkey Island with Pirate I Was Meant to Be. Cletus the pirate with his telemarketing call. Pirates, a little piece there from Pirates of the Caribbean, very small. And Martin Mull with, of course, you knew I was going to play it, Men. It's 9:54. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM. I am Peace One, bringing you Can't Stop the Music. And we'll be here until 11 o'clock. I don't have pirate music up to 11, but I do have some sea shanties, ballads, songs of the traveling, some ancient songs of longing. And then we'll have a little set of Good for the Jews, because next weekend also is Rosh Hashanah, starting the Days of Awe. All that coming up in our next hour of Can't Stop the Music. But I do want to tell you, WR, thanks. Founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. I did say I was posting information on the website, wrr.org, and that I am doing. If you have something nice, just tell me. You can call me at 804-649-9737. And I'm waiting for the person who calls up and says, arr. We're going to continue with Alden Phelps with My Mommy's a Pirate.
My mommy's a pirate, oh, what can I say? She's out on the high seas most every day. She may be a scoundrel and a sea-going bum, but I still love her because she's my mum. While Daddy works at the office all day, Mommy skulks down at the docks by the bay. She comes back at night with a chest full of gold that she got on the high seas, at least that's what we're told. My mommy's a pirate, oh, what can I say? She's out on the high seas most every day. She may be a scoundrel and a sea-going bum, but I still love her because she's my mum. With her red velvet long coat and black hat of felt, she carries a blunderbuss under her belt. She's thick-armed and hairy with an anchor tattoo, and don't yank her beard, whatever you do. My mommy's a pirate, oh, what can I say? She's out on the high seas most every day. She may be a scoundrel and a sea-going bum, but I still love her because she's my mum. Some kids learn manners and how to be nice, but my mommy showed us how to play dice. Fried eggs for breakfast may be normal for some, but all we get here is a bottle of rum. My mommy's a pirate, oh, what can I say? She's out on the high seas most every day. She may be a scoundrel and a sea-going bum, but I still love her because she's my mum. But I still love her because she's my mum.
Batten down the hatches.
Yes, mum.
Trim the sheets.
Yes, mum.
Swab the deck.
Yes, mum.
Oh, bugger.
Out of a handsome cabin boy, whose cheeks they were.
ocean all a flurry and a row. It shook the sailors out of their bunks and asleep it did destroy. It was the lonely man who sang of the handsome cabin boy. Who got to hear, who got to hear the handsome boy did cry. The time is come and I'm on the way, surely I'll die. The doctor came along and then he smiled at all the fun. The fiddle singer glad to have a daughter or a son. The sailors when they heard the news, they all did stop and stare. Why the child belonged and none of any but solemnly declare. The captain's wife of being on board said, "Captain, I wish you joy. It's either you or I betrayed the handsome cabin boy." So sailors beat the cant of rum and drink success to drink. And here's a hail the cabin boy was neither man nor maid. Here's a hope for the wars, though for our sailors to destroy. And here's a hope for a jolly lot more like the handsome cabin boy.
Happy pirate birthday! Arrg!
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was sleepy tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the men switch from sail to steam. In your belly you can hold the treasure you have ever seen. Most of them dream. Most of them dream. Yes, I am a pilot. 200 years to the cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm over 40 Victory Bay. Arriving too late.
Over.
Arriving too late. I've come to this mountain. I've bought my share of rats. I made enough money to buy my. But I just get away so fast. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. Got a drunk man for over 2 weeks. Passed out and I rallied and spun a few leaks. But I couldn't stop fishing. Got a good fish and I'm down the rock bottom.
Thank you, my friend. Great to see everybody out here.
Well, I go for younger women. There were several a while. Though I ran them away, they come back one day. And they still can manage a smile. Just takes a while. Just takes a while.
Takes a while.
Mother, Mother Ocean. After all my years, I find occupational hazard, yeah. My occupation's just not around. I feel like I've done, but I won't wear brown.
Not on your birthday. us down. This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Thank you a lot. Bye-bye.
Why is the rum always gone?
If you're a pirate, I don't believe it. I don't believe that you are capable of such deeds. If you're a pirate, let's see your wallet, and we will see if you are licensed for the seas. Are you capable of storming from the riggings of a ship, or wearing a black do-rag when it really ain't that hip? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. So where's your eye patch? Where's your big leg? If you're a pirate, where's your bun? Where's your booty? Your sassy parrot. I can't picture you on a bottle of cheap rum. 'Cause you're the worst pirate. The worst pirate in the world. You're the worst pirate. The worst pirate in the world. 'Cause you're a girl. E-ho! E-ho! So all you females, just put your swords down. I'm not a fool, I'm not amused. You've got no hook hand, no secret island, and pirates never go to the bathroom in twos. So if this isn't some sort of cheap prank, then tell me who exactly wants your plank. Not me, not me. No, nay, never, not me. So where's your eye patch? Where's your peg leg? If you're a pirate, where's your gun? Where's your booty? Your sassy parrot. I can't picture you in a bottle of cheap rum. 'Cause you're the worst pirate. The worst pirate in the world. You're the worst pirate. The worst pirate in the world. 'Cause you're a girl. It's not a bedroom, no walk-in closets, there's no bidet. There's no pink loofahs hanging in the showers. And pirates, don't worry about what shoes they wear today. 'Cause everyone knows that pirates just wear black. They raise a flag of skull and bones when they attack. Not birds and flowers, not birds and flowers, no way. So where's your eye patch? Where's your peg leg? If you're a pirate, where the hell's your gun? Where's your booty, your sassy parrot? By sassy parrot, I don't mean your bitchy friend. 'Cause you're the worst pirate. The worst pirate in the world. You're the worst pirate. The worst pirate in the world. 'Cause you're a girl. So where's your eye patch? Where's your peg leg? If you're a pirate, where's your gun? Where's your booty? Your sassy parrot. I can't picture you in a bottle of cheap rum. 'Cause you're the worst pirate. The worst pirate in the world. You're the worst pirate. The worst pirate in the world. 'Cause you're a pirate girl.
Well, just maintaining that pirate misogyny there, CN with the worst pirate song, an Irish band. Jimmy Buffett, Pirate Looks at 40. I am sorry for playing that. I weighed it, and it just, we do have to bow to popular taste, even if we don't have any. Stuart Gillespie with the Handsome Cabin Boy, and Alden Phelps with My Mommy's a Pirate. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, I am Peace One, and I am bringing you everything, well, only actually kind of a few things from my extensive pirate and sea shanty collection. But I will continue to shiver your timbers and blow that man down. Here's Ben Folds with his pirate joke song.
This pirate walks into a bar with the captain's wheel cramp in the front of his pants. And the bartender says, he's driving me nuts. Arg, arg, he's driving me nuts. Arg, arg, he's driving me nuts. And that's the end of my song.
Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Way! Bully in the alley!
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Way! Bully in the alley!
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
The Sally got down and dirty last night.
Way! Bully in the alley!
Sally got down and she spied.
Way down in Chin Bona.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Way! Bully in the alley!
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
Well, the sailor laughed last night.
Way! Bully in the alley!
Well, the sailor got up all the way.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Way! Bully in the alley!
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
There's a bully in the alley.
Way, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Way, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
Well, Sally got down and
dead.
Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Way, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Way, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chin Bona.
So tell me, what's become of my ship?
Oh, Tommy's gone, what shall I do?
Away, high low.
Tommy's gone, and I'll go too.
Tommy's gone to the high low. He's gone to high low.
He's gone to Singapore.
Away to high low.
He's gone forevermore.
He's gone to high low.
Adieu, sweet lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu. I'm going around the ocean lot to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl, come change your ring with me. That it might be a token of true love while I am out to sea. And when I'm far upon the sea, you know not where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let your body beware at night, my heart will be with you still. There's a heavy storm arising, see how it gathers round. While we poor souls on the ocean tide are fighting for the crown. There's nothing to protect us, love, nor keep us from the cold. On the ocean wide where we must fight like jolly seamen bold. There's tinkers, tailors, shoemakers lie snoring fast asleep, while we poor souls on the ocean wide go ploughing through the deep. Our officers commanded us, and then we must obey, expecting every moment for to get cast away. But when the wars are over, there'll be peace on every shore. We'll return to our wives and our families and the girls that we adore. We'll call for liquor merrily, we'll spend our money free. And when our money is all gone, we'll boldly go to sea.
I caught a man from the Lancs Fusiliers. He gave me his heart and so I loved him dear. For he took me a-courting and he taught me to dance. Then he marched with the infantry over to France. He told me to wait, he'd be back in a year. 17 months I have wished he were here. And I'll wait no longer, I'll take what I can. So I'm learning to love with another young man. Learning to love, learning to love. Tired of the waiting, I'm learning to love. I caught a man from
Chumbawamba from Sing Song and a Scrap. That is their response to the classic kind of traditional song about languishing while your love is at sea, learning to love. And before that we had several of those very kinds of things, you know, Goodbye, My Honey, and While You're Gone. So from Cliff Halsom and John Millar, excuse me, from Colonial Revolutionary War Songs and Sea Shanties, Adieu, My Sweet Lovely Nancy. Nancy seems to be the generic, like the Dear Jane of that type of song. Stuart M. Frank before that with Tommy's Gone to Hilo from Classic Maritime Music. Three Prune Men with Bully in the Alley from Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs and Shanties, and Ben Folds starting off with the Pirate Joke Song. So in honor of International Talk Like a Pirate Day, I think the only way I can describe this program so far has been true pirate radio at its foremost. And I don't know, it's kind of seductive, and I think maybe Can't Stop the Music, you know, could just change its format and just be all pirate music every week, but I think I'll restrain myself. My tastes are too Catholic for that. The Board of Directors of the Virginia Center for the Public Press meets on the third Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. Listeners and station volunteers, including DJs and board operators, everyone is invited to attend. Meetings are held at WRIR Studios, 1621B West Broad Street in Richmond. All board meetings are open to the public. The Virginia Center for Public Press is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization that operates a public press, media that operates independent of profit motive influences and in partnership with the communities it serves. The Virginia Center for Public Press is the parent organization of WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio. So come on down. Everybody loves a meeting. We're going to reach into that musical grab bag, and we're going to go from the Duplex Planet, David Greenberger, with his rendering from asking people questions. Why is music important?
I asked, why is music important? Frank Anslasky said, to me it ain't. To me it ain't. Leo Germino said, oh, because it's very, very outstanding. It's important to make people feel better, too. Francis McElroy said, because it's the run of the country and it's very popular among people. Billy Gass said, music is important because it's worth something. Bill Nimi said, well, it sort of relaxes a person's mind. Charles Shea said, without it, there'd be no happiness. Violetto said, I don't care nothing about this cowboy music. It's got to be religious music. That's the only way you'll get to heaven. They don't like that cowboy music in the high church. Howard Sherwood said, well, I think it's kind of a great day starter, you know, starter of the day. And most people put their radio on and it brightens up the day. If we had a lot more music and a lot less arguments, things would be a lot better all over the world, too. In a lot of these countries, though, you're not allowed to even put music on. Eddie Rutter said, well, It's amusing to the people, and I believe it's something that everybody likes. Herman Seftel said, it tunes up the system. Dora Gurkowitz said, we're lonely people and we live alone, so we like to have music. Mary Baker said, it raises your spirits. Dorothy Stein said, I guess music really is a part of life. George Vrooman said, it calms the soul. And Henry Turner said, it soothes the nerves and it keeps you from getting bored, too. Of course, my radio got stolen from me.
What's music?
I hate it!
But it's there, and it's very important.
I hate it!
What's music? The beat, the beat, the beat we live our lives by. You can't touch it, you can't see it, but it's there, more beautiful and comfortable, as easy as a second skin. Life set to a fast beat, a bleep set to a fast beat, a bleep set to a fast beat, a bleep set to a fast beat, a bleep.
Hello.
Every 4.4 seconds.
What's it sound like?
It's bleep, 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 a thousand times a day. A bleep.
And that's just what music is all about. It's pure seduction.
People like us.
Beautiful, in great shape. Chic, casual, more seductive. And absolutely fascinating.
She's obviously aware of us. Not alarmed, you can see she's quite relaxed.
Hi.
I've been cut off in my studio. There's a lot of anxiety here.
Do you know what to do?
What?
Do you
What's
know
Lycra?
What to do?
What?
Do you
What's
know
Lycra?
What to do?
What?
Now here's a friendly cue for you in good taste.
Lycra.
Hi, this is Mary of the Shangri-Las with a few useful words about
people like
Lycra.
Don't be disappointed that it's not an expensive bauble or the perfume you've been hoping for. He probably doesn't want to offend you.
Hate it!
And I've been told that if I move on swiftly...
Or risk parental disapproval.
Go back and finish your oatmeal.
I hate it!
There's a lot of anxiety here.
Don't,
and I've been
what?
Told that if I move on swiftly...
Don't barge on ahead like a baby elephant. It is correct to pause and let him know you expect him to act like a gentleman. He'll love it and think you're a lady. And in return, it will flatter his masculine ego.
That was a good taste tip for you. Now here's something else that's good taste too.
People like Lycra.
And, oh, don't forget what music is all about.
It's the graveyard of the civilization that shot from Antrus. The world of outmoded ideas. That's where I belong.
They said I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Music is all about Lycra.
They said a whole lot of things.
Music powered with Lycra.
But there are some things they could never understand.
Of course. And don't go away for this next one. It could be the most beautiful golden oldie of them all.
Well, I don't care what people say.
And, oh, don't forget what...
As old hat as it may sound, it's still the thought that counts.
But today, music's even better. Disco. 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 Powered with Lycra is today's Lycra solution.
I tried to stop.
I love it.
Well, if that got your feet moving and your mind full of big band dreams, then you are in the life room. Tell me, are you ready to fly? You are. Okay, then, let's do it Italian style. Blue dipinto di lycra. Let's do it blue dipinto di lycra.
Volare.
Let's do it blue dipinto di lycra. Let's do it blue dipinto di lycra.
Volare. Italian
style. Blue dipinto di lycra. Let's do it blue dipinto di lycra.
Volare.
Blue dipinto di lycra. Let's do it blue dipinto di lycra.
Volare.
Blue dipinto di lycra. Let's do it blue dipinto di lycra.
Volare.
Blue dipinto di lycra. Let's do it.
I'll go back to finish your oatmeal.
Radio.
Kinky, covering Wall of Voodoo's Mexican Radio from their sassy EP, Negative Land, with What's Music from People Like Us. And we started out with David Greenberger, from the creator of the Duplex Planet publication, and all that musical extravaganza that followed. Why is music important? It's 10:35. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, where we always think music is important in all of its many amusing forms. We're going to visit a very infrequent Can't Stop the Music feature, the Can't Stop the Music Theater. And I've got a 12, almost 13-minute selection here from Rick Moody, the writer, with about a story of a pirate station with great sound effects. And I found it riveting, and I hope you enjoy it. So where buccaneers and foolish speaking interact with community radio. This is Rick Moody's Pirate Station.
For the first 24 hours, the pirate station broadcast the sound of someone coughing nervously. An august beginning. It's not the dead air of the rural FM dial of the desertified Southwest. It's someone coughing nervously. Much nervousness at the beginning of the pirate station, and so much nervous coughing. The next Tuesday, a jazz band is convened so that jazz might be played live on the pirate station. None of these guys has ever had a lesson on his instrument. Three different kinds of jazz are discussed, but none are agreed upon. Cool jazz, smooth jazz, and Afro-Cuban jazz. The pirate station broadcasts the music of this ensemble for 6 days without ceasing. There's no agreed upon coda of the piece. The pirate station just pulls the plug. That fall, after weeks of casting about, a symphony is written by filling in notes at random on a staff. A local orchestra attempts to pick out the piece without rehearsal. However, the symphony is considered too sentimental for broadcast. Bird call program is surprisingly popular, with the great horned owl coming in for the most requests. These issuing from the sheriff's office. Maybe it's the lonely night patrolman of the graveyard shift.
Constipated goonie bird.
The sounds of southwestern cacti are broadcast for several weeks, though it is generally agreed that cacti make no sounds. Station branches out. It broadcasts over 12 nights a comparative study of whistles, including whistles that your high school track coach favored when he was in a bad mood, and like that guy up the street who can whistle like nobody's business. Briefly, the pirate station backpedals reluctantly and agrees to play musical recordings of the conventional sort, but only if the selections alternate in the following way: salsa, mariachi, tejana, reggae, Tuvan throat singing, toy piano concertos, music released in 1964, and songs sung by tone-deaf people. And yet these categories are considered too easy to fill. And after a week or so, the pirate station loses interest.
It was
Monroe and Soldier may well have made the star more manageable than she was 2 years ago. Declared by the American auction of Monroe's
Pirate Station broadcast news programs, but never at the top of the hour, and only when bootlegged from other stations. The substance of the news in these programs is altered slightly in order to mislead. The weather is said to be sunny no matter what the weather. The stock market is said to be going down without respite. The high school football team is said to be losing. Newcomers are said to be bringing prosperity to the town. And the war is always said to be going smoothly with little loss of civilian life.
Now the reasons are too obvious.
Upon the return of the Pirate Station employees from the holidays, a period of reflection sets in.
Quite a status symbol to own your own private world.
The microphone is turned on, and all the disc jockeys gather around and speak of their uncertainty about the Pirate Station. What could be done differently with the medium? What can the Pirate Station do that no one has done before? Has all hope been lost? Is complete liberty not terrifying in some fundamental way? A recording of the staff meeting is then played backwards, sped up slightly, with the harmonious conclusion first and the confusion at the end. The Pirate Station sends people out into the street humming with contact mics, the only requirement being that they hum songs with the word joy in the title, though not that horrible song by Three Dog Night. Inducing strangers and townspeople on the street to hum along is considered particularly exciting. At the conclusion of the program, that unpleasant man at the dollar store is persuaded to hum Frosty the Snowman, though outdoors it's spring. A contest is announced on the Pirate Station to find the person who has the best radio voice. This person is then tickled mercilessly on air and driven blindfolded to a distant metropolis. The sounds of people making love are broadcast for the entire month of May, rising to a crescendo of simultaneous orgasm on May the 14th. And then, dwindling away, as crescendos do, by the 1st of June, just in time for summer. The doors of the Pirate Station are thrown open and anyone is invited in. The building that houses the Pirate Station is demolished and the station moves out into the rubble. Soon the Pirate Station begins moving, night after night, never staying in one place for more than a few hours. Interns carry the transmitter in its small red toolbox. Pirate Station becomes a condition of all possible sounds so that everything is a song, and there is no commercial interruption and no fundraising drives. The people who began the Pirate Station grow old, marry, have children, make out wills, and leave the Pirate Station behind. The sound of freight trains begins to sound suspiciously like broadcasts on the Pirate Station. The sounds of cheerleaders goading on the local football team are definitely pre-recorded. Any music produced in the year 1964 seems to suggest the Pirate Station is back online and up to its old tricks. The federal authorities become obsessed with the possibility that the Pirate Station is continuing to broadcast, but at wattages so meager and in places so far flung that no one at all can tune the programming. Still, this is unacceptable. The pirate station refuses to cooperate with finding the enemy. The pirate station refuses to inform on its neighbors. The pirate station no longer takes photographs the way it did when young. The pirate station once thought gardening was satisfying. The pirate station makes its own bricks, using mud from the backyard. The pirate station forgets the name of distant relations and people it met only recently. The pirate station goes off its medication. The pirate station quarrels and is testy about things that never used to bother it. The pirate station eats infrequently. The pirate station loses interest in worldly things. The pirate station never calls. The pirate station imagines it can hear the music of the spheres and begins to totter down a long, narrow corridor in which many dead friends beckon to it. Just when it is about to sleep, its eternal sleep, the pirate station reconsiders and remarks that it has work yet to do.
All together, three, two, one.
Well, that's the wrap-up. It's ending in static. That's Rick Moody's Pirate Station. And I'm going to have to guess that was John Lurie doing the reading there. That concludes this episode of Can't Stop the Music Theater. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. It's 10:48. We have 22 minutes here left at Can't Stop the Music. And in honor of that, we are going to... We're utilizing that time effectively. It's 18 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever. Some music, some time left, 12 minutes left. But we're going to, because it's going to be Rosh Hashanah next week, and it's the beginning of the Days of Awe, and the Jewish New Year, and opening the Book of Life, and writing everyone's factoids in there, and their fate is going to be outlined and then sealed. We're going to do... an episode of Good for the Jews, and start with Adam and Andrew, What I Like About Jews. Let me get that going.
Oi! Oi, babe! like a bad Jews. They're real cool guys. Abused by the Germans and the Romans, but they took it in stride. Yeah. They have big noses and they have big ears. They get allergies 9 months out of the year, but that's cool. That's what I like about Jews. What I like about Jews. They're circumcised. If you wanna buy a big TV, they'll get it at a real good price. Yeah. They say things like, I'm so verklempt I could plot. And they don't really like to eat hot dogs, I don't too. It's what I like about Jews. What I like about Jews. It's what I like about Jews. Yeah. Oh, my allergies. It's terrible. It's stinging my eyes something awful. Oh. Oh. Oh, this bagel's so stale. Yeah. Oy vey. Oy vey. What I like about Jews are their rabbis. They can be holy men and still have kosher sex with their wives. Yeah. Boys need bar mitzvahs when they reach 13 years. They can't marry Christians and can't marry queers. That's the rules. It's what I like about Jews. What I like about Jews. It's what I like about Jews. Oi. Oi, babe. Oi. 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 Oi, babe. Oi. 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 I don't like airplanes very much. The peanuts they serve make me nauseous. And the turbulence is just awful. I have very low bone mass and it makes me very frail. Oh. Oh, it's so drafty in here. Could you shut that window? No, now it's too stuffy. No, just open it a crack. Yeah. Oh, it smells stale in here. Can I have a bag of potato chips? I just want one chip. That's all I want. Okay, you can't have one, can you? No. You gotta have another chip.
I was searching for something I could not describe. So I stared at the sun till the tears filled my eyes. Well, I thought I was empty, so I paid the cost. But now that I'm found, I miss being lost. Well, I opened my heart and I let Jesus in, with a promise that I would be free of my sin. But I only felt guilty that he died on the cross. Now that I'm found, I miss being lost. Now that I'm found, I miss being lost. Thank you.
It is good for the Jews. Clem Snide with Jews for Jesus Blues. And we started out with Adam and Andrew of Erection with What I Like About Jews. It's 10:55. I am Peace One. I've been here since 9 o'clock bringing you Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. DJ Ricky is here bringing you Mixtape, as he does once a month. He's got some delights in store for you. But I'm going to leave you with one more pre-Rosh Hashanah selection, David Krakauer, Bubba Mises. And have a good new year, and I'll see you on Sunday.
But now we come to a period that I call the battle for identity.
Lies my grandma told me. Yeah, superstitious devices. Lies my grandma told me. What? Urban mythological rules. Bubble lace, yeah.
Your hair, eat your crust, don't forget to wear your hoodie, dance the can of horror.
a throw soft, not wood. These are lies, my grandma told me. Superstitious devices, urban mythological rules and bubblemices. Yeah, bubblemices.
Look, there,
yeah,
that's you.
That makes it possible for me to say to you,